We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Welcome again this week to the Beaver Sports Podcast. Mike Parker with John Warren. Great to have you with us, and an honor to have former Beaver great Matthew Boyd joining us, not only to talk baseball, but more important, in fact, Matt, thanks for taking time for us back here in Beaver Nation. You have so many fans out here, I think you know. I want to start, before we get to baseball and the great season you're having and the start Friday at home against Kansas City, about something that we've been talking about out here, that I think you're grateful to have a platform and an opportunity to do what you're doing with your wife, Ashley, with KingdomHome.org. A lot of our people out here know about it. A lot don't. So let's start there, because I get the feeling that what you're doing as a Major League Baseball pitcher, you're grateful to be doing that. But what it's allowing you to do beyond that is something you're even more blessed by, and KingdomHome.org is what that's all about. Can you tell us from your perspective about that and being a major league pitcher and the opportunity you have to affect the world and some young girls in Uganda in a very profound way?
Well, one, thanks for having me on. Mike and John, I'm so grateful for it. It's been pretty cool. It's not anything that, you know, it's all the Lord. It's not my wife and I, but, it's pretty cool. So at Oregon State, my wife got a degree. I met Ashley there. We were both in the political or in the liberal arts, you know, program. I went the communication route with, hoping to focus on broadcasting, and she got her degree in political science. She really had she's always had a heart for social justice, working in various things. And out of college, she worked with an organization called Remember New. Remember New is a organization based in Ohio and Portland that brings children out of the sex trade through prevention. They're in over 30 countries and have over 100 homes in those countries. Pretty big scale. And the cool part was that when we got married shortly after college, she was able to travel with me, tracing her dream in that field, working remotely for Remember New. And I was able to, you know, go around the minor leagues, and we were able to do this together. Well, you know, a few, uh, in 2017, at the end, she felt called, loved all the people at the organization, loved their mission, but felt called to step away. And it was in that, you know, we didn't really know what was in store. We had our first child, Mira, was just born, and always wanted to kind of do something. Just didn't know how it would take shape and whatnot. And it was at that time, a few months later, when we were down at spring training in 2018, beginning of the year last year, that we got a call from the former Remember New, or the Remember New founder, Carl Ralston, and he knew of Ashley and I's heart for the country of Uganda. He said that he knew of our aspirations to start a nonprofit, and he basically offered up to help us start this and equip us. And basically, the call was centered around this home in Uganda that was in need. A lady named Dorothy had 36 children, 36 girls from ages 8 to 14 that she had rescued. Either that were at risk at risk of the sex trade, or some of them were in the sex trade, and they were all essentially orphaned. And she brought them in, and she and her husband were doing this, and her husband actually had passed away a few months earlier, and she was in need. So, we knew that this would kind of be a tall task to take on, but we knew that anything is possible through the Lord, and we partnered with her. And we founded Kingdom Home now together, and we have one home right now with 36 children in it. Our goal is to just provide a place of refuge, and we're hoping over these next few months that we're actually going to grow. We have a few other there's about a few other homes that in sight that we think we're going to grow to, and basically we're never going to age a child out. We're just going to give them the Kingdom Home is just going to be they get an education now. They have their own beds, food. They get three meals a day. Then down the road, Kingdom Home will provide vocational training or university that further their education, and given an opportunity and whatnot. And it's a pretty cool deal.
Matt Boyd joining us on the podcast. Matt, why Uganda, though? You said a heart for Uganda. Was that something that Ashley originally had? You've obviously been there, and your feet are on the ground. There are photographs on your website, beautiful ones of you and the girls that you've referenced. But is this a problem? Certainly not peculiar to Uganda. It's unfortunately a worldwide problem. But why? How did you end up focusing your attention on that nation?
Completely. It is a worldwide problem. It's a problem in the United States as well. Mm-hmm. And, basically how we came to Uganda was Ashley had been there. She's from the Portland area. She went to Southridge High School up there in Beaverton. And she had an exchange program with a school in Uganda during her, high school tenure. She went over to Uganda, I think, for about a few weeks or a month. And then her Ugandan brother came over and went to school at Southridge. And through this program, she saw the country. She saw how beautiful it was. She saw how awesome the people are there. And she's always had a heart for it. And through her through learning about issues throughout the world with Remember New and whatnot, it only furthered that love for that country. And, after in 2017, we really felt called to serve the gospel somewhere. And we were praying, we needed to be radical in it. Where was it? Was it going to be downtown Seattle? Was it going to be Portland? Was it going to be somewhere else that God was going to lead us to in the U.S.? And places that were on my heart were Venezuela and Africa, two places I'd never been to. For my wife, it was Uganda. And I couldn't have told you where Uganda was on the map in terms of where the country was actually on the continent. But, I was like, Africa's on my heart too. Let's just plan a trip. And so we planned the trip to Uganda before even knowing about the need that Dorothy came to us with. So, that's how the country came about, through the Lord.
Former Oregon State standout pitcher Matt Boyd, Detroit Tigers pitcher Matt Boyd, joining us here on this week's podcast, John Warren with Mike Parker. How are the early returns as far as support the infrastructure, how things are going there. Do you get there often? I know it's early, but from just the early returns, how's it going with this project?
It's been awesome. You know, we've had people. The biggest thing about the child sex trade is awareness. You know, people don't want to talk about it. And essentially, bad guys operate in the dark. So what you got to do is just bring the topic to light. And that's the hardest thing. But once people are aware of it, that's when truly things start to happen. And it's been really cool. You know, we got our nonprofit status. Finally, it was about a year after we started. Everything with the government shutdown and whatnot kind of delayed the process a little bit. But we finally got it in January of 2019. You know, we've had lots of guys on the team back us up. And we had our first fundraiser over in Tampa Bay during spring training at Top Golf there. And, man, the turnout was awesome. We raised about $40,000 from that. And actually, to this point now, we've actually doubled that. Just getting the word out and whatnot, it's up to $80,000. And it's just on the calendar year, and it's been amazing. Our two-year goal has been to buy land and build a home. We currently rent our home right now. But our goal is to buy land that has room for multiple homes that we can, you know, that can essentially be, you know, kingdom homes. And we can grow in that, you know, and have space for maybe some sustainable farming and a schoolhouse and things of that nature. So it's been really cool. We've had a lot of people around the world really want to help out with this. And a lot of it's come from these last few months. And it's we're having another event here in at Top Golf in Detroit on May 20th. And our goal is to have one in Hillsboro at the very end of the year, hopefully November, in Oregon there, Hillsboro, Oregon. So we're hoping that it all works out, but the feedback's been awesome, and people have just really, it's been cool to you know, share, you know, this with people and see the response to it.
Matthew Boyd joining us on this week's podcast. Matt, there was a very, I think, informative and poignant article written about this effort of yours by Jeff Seidel in the Detroit Free Press about a month ago, where he describes the work you're doing. And what he wrote was, quote, "The mission is massive and jaw-dropping in its scope and goal. This isn't just another professional athlete slapping his name on a charity. The Boyds have created their own nonprofit, Kingdom Home, completing the process a few weeks ago. It was exhausting and time-consuming work." You are quoted as saying, and you've already said it a little bit here, but I'd be interested in you amplifying on this. You said, quote, in this story, "You know what? We can end child sex trafficking in Uganda. The bad guys are not smarter than us. We can end this. We can outsmart them. We can beat them to the kids. We can protect them." So tell us a little bit more, Matt, if you don't mind expanding on that, about kind of beating the bad guys to the kids and how you go about doing that.
Well, I mean, it's just thinking about all the resources that we have, people like Dorothy. And when I say this, you know, this Dorothy is the true hero, our home mother over there. Mm-hmm. Kingdom Homes home mother. Dorothy is the true hero. She's the one. She's 29 years old. She was at 8 years old, she was about to be sold as a child bride to a 55-year-old man. She ran away, and a Catholic nun took her in, showed her the love of God, and she has dedicated her life to not letting another child go through this. She is the true hero, you know. And she, it's through people like her that, you know, We can do this together, hand in hand, arm in arm. We can go over and find children that are at risk. No children should ever have to go through this. You know, there's some awesome organizations on the rescue side, but, you know, we truly believe in the prevention side that, you know, the children that are at risk, the children that are orphaned, that, you know, we can have awesome people like Dorothy who are from Uganda. They can come and, we can find them and give them a home, and you know, it's like our children don't have the children in Kingdom Home, you know, they have a family now, and it's the family at Kingdom Home. It's the family. It's Dorsey. It's the aunties that help out, and they have 35 other sisters, and it's pretty special. And you know, it's just finding the children who are at risk, and that's children that are essentially orphaned, and whatnot. There's a kind of a larger scale operation that goes into that, which would be pretty hard to get into detail here. Mm-hmm. If anybody is interested in wanting to, you know, really be part of the organization, go to our website, kingdomhome.org, that you've referenced on here, Mike, and reach out to our info@kingdomhome.org, and we'll get you in. You know, we'd love to hear from you and whatnot, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing actually to add on to that is pretty long-winded when it comes to this stuff. Sorry about that. But one thing to add on to it is that, you know, the organization that has done it so well, and Remember New, they have given us all the framework. We share staff together because they also have homes in Uganda, and they've been with us side by side, and they have done it so well. They have such a great model that it's been such a resource to have them. And they're also they have strong roots in Portland as well, so it's pretty cool that the work that they're doing, and we couldn't have been able to do what we're doing without them.
Matt, do you see this as something that can expand?
Yes, I do. I see it as something that can expand not only through the country of Uganda, but also, as the Lord leads it, possibly worldwide.
And what about other guys? I mean, have you heard from your peers in baseball or other sports who might want to jump on? Because you guys are in a rarefied air of financial abilities. Do you hear from other sports guys?
I've heard from a few other guys from in football, and lots of people in baseball have reached out, and it's just pretty cool. You know, it's the whole thing's awareness. People don't understand, you know, until you tell them about how, you know, big of a problem the sex trade is, and you know, education in it is huge, and that's the biggest thing. Is it takes on a different form in different countries, but it's a problem everywhere, and you know, a lot of people have wanted to help out with this, and it's been awesome.
Our last few minutes with Matt Boyd on this. And again, the best way, Matt, we can follow you on Twitter, which I do, @MattBoyd48. But for people who would like to give to the mission or learn more, get involved, is the best place to go @KingdomHome.org? Is the website KingdomHome.org? Is that the best place to go in and navigate?
That's the best place, KingdomHome.org. We have a lot of information there on our mission, what the organization stands for, and whatnot. And, you know, if people want to be, we're looking for volunteers, we're looking for people who have a heart for this mission and want to make a difference. And, so just reach out. There's info@kingdomhome.org is probably the best place to email. There's a few other emails on there, depending on your questions, but, go to the website and learn more on there. Let us know if you want to be a part of it. A
couple of quick baseball things, which feels like we move from the sublime and the really big things. But baseball.
You know, Mike, just let me say one more thing.
Yeah,
and
sure.
The cool part about it is it's a very important thing you don't want to talk about. But the thing is that when we got to go there last fall, children were living as they should have been. They were living in joy. They were living singing, dancing, playing, going to school, living as every child should. The past was left behind them. And truly, in the words of our God, you know, they're redeemed. They're made new in Christ. And that's, they all know the love of God now. And that's the coolest part, is that you would never know from going to the home in Uganda, you would never know some of the past that were behind them. But now they have a family and their sisters and Dorothy and the other mothers. And it's truly special.
That is awesome, Matt.
Sorry.
Yeah. No.
We can talk about baseball.
That's the best. That's the best news of all. That's awesome to hear. On baseball, I just got off the phone a little while ago with Andrew Moore. You talked to your former teammates a good deal. Nate Yeske, you guys are in constant correspondence. So a couple of quick hits on baseball. First of all, congratulations on the year. You feel pretty good. Your year's been good. You're striking out a lot of people. Tell us just about how you're feeling on the bump so far this year.
It's been good. It's been a constant evolution ever since the first day I put on a Tiger uniform, that's a Blue Jay uniform. It's just been a constant evolution, and you know, that's just, you got to continue to evolve, and it's been an awesome year so far in that. And just the name of the game is consistency, and we're just finding more and more consistency in my game and learning as we go. And I've been surrounded by a lot of great people that have really helped me be where we are.
I think Nate Yeske is one of those people too, isn't he, Matt? Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much, you know, tell us a little bit about your relationship with him. And you texted him, this is one of my highlights of the year. You were pitching in a minor league game or a minor league, whatever, in spring training. You had two hitless innings until some skinny third baseman stepped up and hit one off the fence against you. You texted that to Yeske, and it turned out to be our own Michael Gretler, and you actually had a smile on your face over that. So you shared that with Nate. Nate shared that with me. The Beaver baseball family stays together, it sounds like, Matthew.
It does. You know, I had known Gretler a little bit. I guess the older Gretler now.
Yeah.
I'd known him a little bit from going down and training at Oregon State after I came back. And my last start of spring, I was going onto the backfield to limit my workload. And I go back there, and as I'm, you know, the backfields are very unglamorous, as you've seen in Surprise. You know, it's pretty basic back there. And I'm back there on a, you know, in a gravel dugout, you know, getting ready for my game. And kid on the Pirate comes over, and I'm like, took me off guard. He's like, "What's up, Matty?" And I'm like, "Oh, shoot, it's Gretler." Like, dang, dude, like, good for you. He's like, "I'm starting in high A, you know, it's his first year of pro ball, and he's already in high A." And so I'm pitching against the Pirates minor league team, and I'm cruising. And then, like, I miss on a pitch, and once you know it, it's to Michael Gretler in a 3-2 count. He takes it off the wall off me. And you know, it's kind of like, yeah, that's a, you know, if anyone's going to do it, I'm glad it's him. So it was pretty cool, you know, and he scored on the next pitch. I got an out, and he scored, and I didn't let him get a hit off me the next time. He got his one heater, so that was about it. I was really happy. He's a good ball player, and you know, I'm pretty happy for him that he got to start in high A.
Did you not strike out Nick Madrigal in a spring training game this year?
No, he's over in Arizona, so I didn't face Madrigal at all, actually.
Okay, I thought you had struck out some former Beaver that made the rounds on...
Oh, it's Conforto.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Conforto, that's who I was thinking of. It was Michael Conforto. Yeah.
But I got to watch my mouth now, because, you know, I'll face him next month when the games actually count. He's having a pretty good year, so I'll see him over in Cleveland.
Yeah, you may get a chance to pitch to a guy named Adley Rutschman in the not-too-distant future, too, Matthew. I know you follow things closely. What about that kid? I mean, I don't know how much interaction you've had, but he may be the number one overall guy taken. I think that it's happening. That's going to happen. Have you seen enough of him to have a feel for what's ahead for Adley Rutschman?
I feel like I have. I obviously haven't been in a day in and day out of what goes on in Oregon State, but just knowing him in our brief encounters from his freshman year on, you know, he's a very mature kid, and it feels wrong to even call him a kid, but he's very mature for his age, and everyone knows about the talent, but at this level, everyone's got talent, and it's what's between the years that really separates people, and you know, he seems like a very special breed, and I think that's going to bring him a lot of success. I'm hoping he'll fall to pick number four, so I can throw it over here. I know it won't take him long to get to the big leagues, but I don't think the Tigers are going to be that fortunate.
I'm afraid not.
But it's pretty cool to see what's doing, you know, what's going on. It was a tough one last night against Gonzaga. I was watching that one in the hotel room, but you know, it's they're having a great year, and it's pretty special. And you know, the cool news is, I don't know if you're aware of this, Mike, but the week of Omaha, the Tigers and the Royals are playing at TD Ameritrade 2 days before the opening ceremony. So I'm hoping that we'll have a little reunion with the Beavers there, and we can show I can have the teams out for BT, and hopefully I'll be pitching that day. So it'll be cool.
That would be very cool. Hey, with Nate and with Andrew, we'll close on this. And then get a final thought again about Kingdom Home and the work you're doing. But Matthew, you talked to Coach Yeske, and I mentioned Andrew Moore, designated for assignment by Tampa Bay. I talked to him. He says he wants to reach out to you. You guys are going to connect. Tell me what a message might be for a guy with talent, competitiveness. Andrew Moore has good days ahead. He's working on some new stuff. You said it's a constant evolution in the craft of pitching. So when you do talk with one of our favorite sons, as you are from Oregon State, what would a message be to Andrew just about kind of hanging in with this process?
Well, you know, the timing is everything in this game. Just because the timing doesn't work out in your favor in terms of roster and all that doesn't dictate who you are as a player. And it also doesn't dictate your ability. But the biggest thing that I've learned that I continue to learn is every time you go out there, what do you promise yourselves? Everything down to balls and strikes are truly out of your control. But what you promise yourself every single day, every single pitch, whether you're at the field or not, is what separates you. And, you know, Andrew's talented. He's very smart, probably too smart for his own good sometimes. And he's going to be just fine. You know, all he needs is an opportunity. I mean, he's still 24 years old, which is pretty crazy in the whole grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. Or 25, something like that. So it's I'm excited for what's ahead of him. You know, you got to know that this is new opportunity is going to be an awesome one, and whatever it may be. And, you know, I know he'll land on his feet.
And let's close again. We hope to see something in Hillsboro, but you do have a fundraiser coming in Auburn Hills on May 20th. But, Matthew, final thing, for anybody interested, again, let's reiterate, because what you're doing is wonderful work in the nation of Uganda with young girls, giving them a real childhood and joy and a chance for a blessed life. So, again, I know you, Beaver Nation's probably already been generous, but any interest or time, I know you'd love to hear from people out here, because this is an important part of the world to you forever.
Completely. Thank you. Anyone who's interested, reach out, and it'd be cool to bring this back to Oregon in some capacity and share our mission, because, you know, Corvallis is a second home, and I love it there.
Thanks a lot, Matthew, for the time. Say hi to Ashley, and God bless you guys. Thanks for taking time and for all you're doing. We'll be following you Friday night. Good luck against Kansas City, and great talking to you, Matt. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys.
Matt Boyd from
great
Philadelphia.
Thing. Unbelievable.
How about what he's up to?
That sounds like it's going to take legs and grow.
Yeah. You know, and like they have one house now, one home, a kingdom home in Uganda. But they're raising money over the next 3 years. He wants to build four new homes and just keep getting to these young girls before, quote, the bad guys get to them. And this, as he said, and you asked him, you see this growing. He said, yes, this could become
a worldwide
effort. Yeah. Now, there are other organizations and so on that are committed and involved here, but it sounds like a real plan. And as the writer from Detroit says, the mission is massive and jaw-dropping in its scope and goal. And this isn't just somebody slapping his name.
No.
And that's, you know, when athletes do that, there's value in that. There's import. But he, look at these pictures. I mean, he's on the ground.
No, I mean, it's
with his wife.
Right. I looked at the website and they're really working hard at it. And you get the feeling as he was describing it, it's more than that, that he's there. They're building it. I really believe this will take off around the world. Yeah. Yeah, that is...
Well, in this podcast, we're going to just kind of run through these, but it's important because we're able to deliver a long-form interview with Matt Boyd because of our friends at our sponsors who make these podcasts possible. Our thanks to Hum Kombucha, fizzy, delicious, and made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend for Beaver Nation. And visit Corvallis. As Ashley and Matt both did, came together here and are doing the work they're doing. They visited Corvallis. They extended their stay. You can do the same thing through Visit Corvallis. Take in all that the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game and stay to play.
And all these conversations are made possible by the Heat Pump Store. Your local ductless heating and cooling experts joined the ductless revolution. And Oregon State College of Business, being a Beaver has its perks. Oregon State University graduates, like Matt Boyd, already qualified for a scholarship towards earning an MBA. The Beaver for Life Scholarship is designed specifically for alumni interested in boosting their career trajectory. Visit mba.oregonstate.edu/Beaver today. And that was one of our better ones, just the topic alone. And Matt's having a great year right now, tied for seventh with strikeouts, 48 strikeouts in the league. He's 2-2 on the season.
Good earned run average. And yeah. The thing we did, I didn't want to talk to Matt about this because we were dealing with matters of greater moment.
Right.
But I see now the Athletic has, it will the Tigers trade Matt Boyd? That was a subject that if he does get traded, we'll reconnect with him somewhere along the way. But he's creating tremendous value as a left-handed pitcher, one of the better ones in the league in 2019.
Yeah, but why would they get rid of
him? Because they're not in a position to contend, but they could get, they feel like their offense needs to be rebuilt. And one of the destination spots they're talking about, a team that is reportedly interested, Philadelphia. So he's in Philly now. We just talked to him. And according to various Athletic reporters and others, the Athletic and other reporters saying, and they may be Athletic reporters too, but, I mean, but they are apparently.
Would it be one of those change the dugouts?
Well, maybe not midstream today, but he is in the rumor mill because of the year he's having, not because anybody's given up on him, because he could help bring a team home a pennant.
Wow.
And that's completely, I mean, Matt will just roll with all of that. And we'll stay in touch with him wherever he goes. I really, really am blessed by him. And the photographs, if you go, John, I think you have, and I know I have too, kingdomhome.org. Brings tears to your eyes.
Yeah.
But not out of the tragedy and the sadness that the sex trade, child slave industry is. That's awful, and that will bring tears to your eyes. But I was moved in a different way simply by seeing Matt and Ashley in the midst, as he said during this conversation, we are giving them a life.
Yeah.
That through the work of Dorothy, you know, I can tell whoever this Dorothy is an amazing person.
Right.
They are providing a life, and the smiles and the joy that you see in these photographs are poignant and moving. And I think anyone, if you have the chance, please take the time and check it out. KingdomHome.org.
There was a lot of baseball we could have touched on. Jace Fry playing in the same game and all of what Matt's done. But this was a better, and he described it very well.
Johnny, thank you. We'll do it again next week.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us. That was this week's edition. We'll be back with another Beaver Sports Podcast, powered by Learfield IMG College. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hung Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon, for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.